18 minutes past 11. Mind you, if you're... I was just thinking about the sunrises recently. I presume... Well, I don't know. I may have something to do with that volcanic eruption over near Tonga or whatever. But if you were up before 6 this morning, you would have seen a glorious sunrise. Which leads me to mention what's coming up over the weekend tomorrow and Sunday, I believe. It's a meteor shower. Now, you're going to be able to find out in just a moment what you can expect to see if you happen to be up early enough in the morning. I think you've got to go up about 4 o'clock to get the best of it. But we're going to get some details of this because some people love to see these displays in our sky, particularly in the last few months. It's been some wonderful sunrises, well, and sunsets for that matter. I put a call through to Ian McLean, as usual. He's the astronomer and owner of Night Sky Secrets. To give us a preview of what to expect this weekend if we're up early enough and if the skies are clear enough. Hello, Ian.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm well, but I'm leaving the pronunciation of this meteor shower to you.
The Eta Aquarius meteor shower. So anything you see with the name, there's the Eta, there's the Iota, there's the Alpha, and then the name of the constellation. So it's the star, bright star in that constellation, which appears to be the radiant point of where the meteors come from in the sky.
How spectacular could this one be?
Look, it's in the top three. I'd say it's number three of all the meteor showers we get each year. The only ones above it would be the Geminids in December, which we're often lucky to see with the weather, and the Perseids in August. And what it is the dusty debris. So they're sort of sand grain to pea-sized bits of debris left over from that most famous of comets, which I'm sure you can tell me the name of the most famous of all the comets.
Very funny.
Halley's Comet.
Okay.
So, yeah, Halley's Comet. Look, we don't see it very often, but it lays down a trail of debris every, 76 years it comes back. It's been doing that for millennia, and each time it comes back, it leaves a bit more debris. The sun sweeps away most of the fine dust, but the heavier stuff, so the bits of sort of sand grainy and pea-sized material, is left behind and over time is pushed out into our path of the Earth, and we intersect it and get a beautiful meteor shower.
Isn't it funny the way you're talking about these meteor showers? They abide by our calendar dates. It's bizarre, like our seasons almost. How does that work?
Well, in the case of Halley's Comet, it actually has an orbit quite parallel to the rest of the solar system. So the path that it travels in inside the orbit of the Earth, being relatively parallel to the rest of the solar system, leaves this trail of debris, which, like clockwork, the Earth passes through at a given time of the year.
Right.
So we get one now, and then in 6 months' time, we get another meteor shower. Mm. But this one's the stronger one, so we get more meteors out of this shower just because of that slight inclination of its orbit. This is a thicker stream. And they're quite good because... they're very fast, but they're known for what are called persistent trains. Mm. Okay, so now a train, if you imagine a train on a bridal gown, is like something that trails across the ground. Mm. Well, these trains trail across the sky and leave like a silvery glow in the sky. Sometimes it even can persist for a few seconds, even up to 30 seconds for really bright ones if you're in a particularly dark sky.
Mm. Let's go to the ideal time to be getting out of bed to catch the best view. And in which direction do we have to look?
Well, as you mentioned, you've got to get up at the be prepared to be up at the early hour of, I'll say 4:30 soon enough. But it's getting bright by 5 o'clock. So, if you plan to be out there at 4:30, give yourself an hour, give yourself a comfy position where you can sit back in your comfy reclining chair with your thermos of tea or coffee next to you, and just sit back and take in the shower, looking to the east, pretty much, looking to where the sun would normally come up, but looking higher up in the sky, pretty much reclining back in a chair, looking up as much as you can, because the meteors will both go down towards the horizon from the constellation Aquarius and also go up. So the more you can sit back and look up, the more you'll catch. Yeah. So I've already been out, as you'd expect. Yesterday morning, in fact, they were active. And because it has a fairly broad peak, the stated peak, if you read the charts, would say this morning, but they will certainly continue over the weekend because, you know, Halley's Comet's a big comet. It's many kilometres, I think it's something like 10 kilometres across. So it leaves a substantial trail of debris behind, which we spend many days. In fact, we spend, you know, weeks crossing that trail, but we're now in the thickest part of it. So we'll get the most meteors. Theoretical maximums 50 an hour, realistically 20 to 30 meteors an hour. So, and they tend to come in bursts. So you'll get, you might get nothing for 5 minutes and then suddenly you'll get two or three all together. And you'll know that they're Eta Aquarius if they're radiating from that point in the sky. There's no really bright constellations there. It's not like, you know, the Southern Cross and the Saucepan that everyone's used to. They're fairly faint stars, but if anyone does know Capricornius, it's a big, like a big arrow in the sky. It's just below that. That's the radiant point of the Eta Aquarius. So, I think it's worth getting up at 4 a.m. for, John. I don't know about anybody else.
I think it sounds fascinating. Is the moon going to be an issue? The moon's on the make at the moment, isn't it?
No. The moon's, it's a thin crescent moon that, like, has set well before midnight. So there's no moon in the sky, which makes it great. Our only challenge now, of course, is our wet season that doesn't seem to want to go away.
Exactly. The clouds could be an issue tomorrow night and Sunday night. Well, tomorrow morning, isn't it, actually? There'll be opportunities if the clouds stay away.
Yeah, tomorrow morning. And, I mean, the further west you are, the better it's going to be, because the skies are, you know, tend to be clearer. But yeah, look, it's definitely worth a look. And like I say, one of the three best of the year. So give it a go.
You make it sound absolutely fascinating, Ian. Thank you.
Pleasure always, John.
There'll be people out there thinking, oh, I'm so pleased I heard about that. I'll be up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hopefully you'll get a good view. He's the astronomer and the owner of Night Sky Secrets, Ian McLean, and with the time on 20 past 11.